live from his car on the way home from Detroit, we got Dirk Manning. What's going on?
I would prefer if you referred to my vehicle as its proper name, please.
What do we got? The SUV, the Dirkmobile?
You know damn well Dirk Manning drives a hearse. I mean, come on. Who are you trying? How many times have we talked, Dan? I mean, at this point, it should just be second nature to you.
It should be, except you never told me about what you drive.
But yeah, I have just left Detroit Fanfare. I mean, literally, I am just driving the, maybe we'll call it the Dirkmobile. That'd be pretty sweet. If I could get one of those, like, car wraps that could, like, cover a whole hearse. And then, like, have my picture with a top hat and stuff on the side of it.
Oh,
that'd be fantastic.
That would be fantastic. You tint the windows enough, and you get those ones that show on the outside, but you can still see out.
And well, I don't care if I can see. As long as people can see my visage, I don't care if I can see or not when I drive. That'd be like, you ever play Twisted Metal? It would be kind of like that, like cruising around, you know.
Oh, gosh. All right, before we get way too off topic, let's start with, let's talk Detroit. Let's start with day one. What was going on day one at Detroit?
Let me do it this way in regards to Detroit. I got three words to describe the whole show.
All right.
Detroit Rock City. Dude, I will tell you right now, I am so stoked. I sold out of Nightmare World Volume 1 and 2 sets in... you know, in the last 10 minutes of the show.
Oh,
I sold
fantastic.
Out. I sold out. So I sold over 50 bucks at the show.
Fantastic. So now that we all know how much money you have going home with you.
Yeah, you see the hearse. I dare you, bitches. I'm driving. You see that hearse cruising along? Yeah, like it'll be a real life Twisted Metal outside of Detroit. But yeah, it was, no man, the show was amazing. Stan Lee was on the show Saturday. I did not take the time out to meet Stan Lee in person.
Okay.
I was able to get something signed by Stan. But there were, I mean, you have to double check this figure, but my understanding was there was over 2,000 tickets to see Stan Lee.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, it was insane.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it saved the line at one point. I'm like, no. I can't. I gotta be at the table. Dirk Manning's got to pay the bills, y'all. These hearses are gas guzzlers.
Oh, Christ. All right. What was your favorite part of day one?
I actually got to do it. I didn't really get a chance to announce this. This came together at the last minute. But I got to do a Right or Wrong Live panel for the show. And it kind of came out last week. It was kind of a trial run for me to see if I could carry a panel. And so that was a lot of fun. Had a lot of cool people, obviously a lot of fun. But doing the Right or Wrong panel live was really cool, you know, being in the room and just talking to a bunch of people about making comics. A lot of them came back to the table. We talked some more. I gave people, you know, copies of scripts to look at and stuff to keep, you know, so they could see how to write a comic. And we just talked about making comics and stuff like that. And that was a real treat. That was the first time I ever did that. So the people over that were at that show, I mean, at that panel, that was my first time doing it. There was a Wolfman Mac, who I guess is a local horror movie host in Detroit, had a costume contest party that night. So got to go to the costume party, so get some cool costumes. I have to admit, I thought of you, Dan.
Oh.
There was a girl dressed up as Kim Kardashian. And she was wearing the New Orleans jersey with a greatly exaggerated Botox region. Her buttocks were very large and in charge. So I did, I was like, I know. So I should have got a picture, but I couldn't get her and her butt in the picture at the same time. So I didn't take it. But there was a life-size War Machine and Iron Man.
I've seen pictures of those.
And, oh, my God. And what you probably see, I know you didn't see in the pictures, they actually walked like making the robot noises. And the one guy had a boombox in the costume playing AC/DC as he walked by.
Wow.
I mean, it was freaking fantastic. They had a great comedian costume, not a dance comedian. So they had a costume contest at the Wolfman Mac show. It was just off the hook, dude. It was off the hook. I mean, it was just, the whole show was fantastic. I mean, first time they've done this show, you know, and first time there's been a Detroit show like this in 100 years. And that's no disrespect at all to Motor City. Motor City is a very cool show. I know they do Motor City. I like Motor City. I've attended Motor City. But this is just also a really cool, straight-up comic book show. And it was awesome. It was really well done. It was really cool.
All right. What was the highlight of today?
Selling out of Nightmare World, Volume 1 and 2 sets.
I don't blame you on that. That's fantastic.
I had one set left. And I'm like, man, how am I going to... You know, it's like, oh, maybe I should have, like, gone to the bathroom that one time or something, you know? And this dude came up, and I was talking to him, and he goes, you know, I want to try something new. And just, you know, he bought them. And I think I scared him. I'm like, yeah! You know, like thunder and lightning, and like I grasp the invisible orb in the air like I'm in a power metal band. I'm like, thank you! And I yelled it.
Oh.
The gods are pleased. Like the thunder and lightning. Fucking like Donald Trump and shit, you know, rises up out of the floor. Tentacles start flailing out from behind me. But, yeah, that was really cool. The other cool thing, honestly, in it was I had a lot of people that bought books last night or yesterday. So they read them last night. I'm coming back today and, like, when's more? When's Volume 3? And that's something I've been getting a lot in regards to Nightmare World Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really proud of Nightmare World Volume 1. Nightmare World Volume 1 is a very cool book. People that like horror and they like, you know, short stories and stuff. It's a great book. With Nightmare World Volume 2, when we put out the second volume that just came out, it's 13 more short stories, but you really start to see the interconnectedness of everything.
Right.
I've been telling people Volume 2, the first page of the first story relates to the last page of the 13th story in a roundabout way. Well, actually, it's pretty direct. That gets pretty direct, truthfully. But people are reading Volume 1 and Volume 2 together now, seeing a lot of the connections, seeing the bigger picture start to unfold, and they get to the last page of Volume 2, and they're like, I want Volume 3 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, you got a little bit, but, you know, I got a lot of new projects coming out online. Yeah, I won't get it on now that we have limited time.
We talked about those, when did they go up? They went up a week ago, I think.
Yeah, we talked about those a little bit ago, but it looks like Hope's going to be running at Newsarama and Shadowline. Tales of Mystery is going to be running at Shadowline, and we got two properties starting at Comics Pipeline. So I got a lot of new stuff coming out as well, you know, to pull people over, but people are jonesing for the third collection, which just really makes me excited. And people are supporting it. They're buying the book, you know, and stuff like that. So I'm just tickled, man.
Fantastic.
Tickled.
Fantastic.
Yes, sir. Sir, yes, sir. It is just absolutely, it is. It's awesome. I mean, just the people are digging it, responding it. People that read, people have seen Volume 1, come back. This is also the first time I have the official Dirk Manning banner set up as well.
Okay.
I have a 7-foot Dirk Manning behind me. So it's like I don't have to like wear the hat and scarf all the time now, which is wonderful. People still know who I am. And a lot of people coming up to me telling me they read the Right or Wrong column on Newsarama and stuff. And even people that couldn't necessarily buy the book, you know, coming up telling me they read the column and stuff. I mean, that's just really cool. It was just a really cool show.
So who'd you get to meet that made the biggest lasting impression on you?
Jim Starlin.
That is, you are the third person. You are the third person I talked to from Detroit who has said Jim Starlin, and I've only talked to three people.
Jim Starlin, man, he was at the show. I've talked to him on Facebook here and there. Absolute fantastic guy. I mean, you know, I was like, I'm talking to Jim Starlin. Got my old briefing paperback signed and stuff like that, geeking out like a fanboy. Would you got my book, please, sir? But just straight up, man, real cool guy. It's like, I wish I could have time traveled back to, you know, 1993 or whatever and you know, time traveled my Infinity Gauntlet back with me to the present, you know, or something like that. But, you know, I haven't signed that too, but it was a, I had him sign some stuff for me. He did a great sketch for me, which I was really tickled about. I have a deep sketchbook, and he did just an amazing ghost sketch in there.
Mm-hmm.
A sketchbook full of ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and he did a really cool sketch in there for me and stuff. Got to come up with some Nightmare World stuff. And just a great guy. I mean, believe the hype. Starlin's the man. I mean, Starlin is the man. He's just a real cool guy. Down to earth, just kicking it with everybody, and just awesome.
All right, well, then I will let you enjoy your drive home. Thanks for taking the time to tell us what happened with your adventure at Detroit. Everyone seems to have loved it.
Yeah, it's been a great show, and I just want to throw out real quick, you know, if people listen to the show and they haven't hooked up with me yet on Facebook, you know, just drop me a line at facebook.com/Dirk Manning. Like I said, I'm going to have a lot of stuff there about the new properties coming out, and, you know, we can chat and all that, and all the new stuff coming up, so people can catch up with me on Facebook. That'd be awesome. And or check out nightmareworld.com. I'm going to be redesigning that site here in the next month, so I'm tickled about that too. But thank you, Dan. I appreciate it. I'm going to.
No, I appreciate it. How cool is it that people can go online and go, I wonder what happened at Detroit, and they'll come across all these awesome interviews that people were nice enough to take the time out and do today. So, thank you.
Oh yeah. Oh man, thank you. I really appreciate it. I got miles to go before I sleep, but we'll be all right. This breaks up the time a little bit.
Yeah, that's all right. All right, Dirk, have a safe trip.
Thank you, Dan. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye.